to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, Will Jones talking PPG Radio, back from the beach blast. Unbelievable, unbelievable. For you guys that went, you know what I'm talking about. For the guys that didn't go, make plans, you missed a good one. Have video, audio, and all that stuff coming up soon. Having any video problems, but hey, you know how it is. Not everything goes perfect. So, but anyway, let's get right into this here. I ended up talking to Britton Shaw last night. Come to find out, there's a location change going on. So I wanted to call him for the Memorial Day fly-in. You know, the endless foot drags, May 22nd through the 25th, and due to the monsoon, there has been a location change. So I wanted to call him and talk to him about that, see what has changed, what has not. So sit back, relax. The funny thing about it, we started talking, and I had the recorder on, and we started talking about Beach Blast. So just hang in there a little bit. We'll get into the Memorial Day fly-in stuff. So anyway, thanks a lot. All you guys down there that I actually met, it was really good meeting you, flying with you, and talking. So, anyway, we'll get right into it. Will Jones talking PPG Radio. Got more stuff for you. And next up would be, let's see. After this, I talked to Lance Marzak, too, about his fly-in. I still have to clean that up and get that posted, too. So I got so much stuff right now that it's like, anyway. I'll leave it at that. Will Jones, talking PPG Radio. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what, that beach blast was unbelievable. The accommodations, everything. Actually, I would have some video and stuff already up, but my program that I have is causing it to jitter, so I'm switching it to another program. But it was unbelievable, Britton. It was one of those places, if you weren't there, make sure you start making arrangements for next year. I think he said it ended up 182 was the final count, and it was
great.
You would think it was unorganized chaos, but it was great. It was perfect. Not everybody was flying.
Awesome.
It was, you know, it was unbelievable. It's one of those first show things. Is it gonna go off without a hitch? And basically, it did. I mean, as far as I could tell,
you get to fly.
Yes, I went up a couple times, yes. And it's funny because most of the time I found myself interviewing and talking to people. And so I got up a couple of times, and it was enough, because then I'm in the pool, I'm laying on the beach, I'm checking out the beach, you know, the ladies. It is like, oh my gosh, this is paradise. And the weather was perfect. You know, my biggest thing is, you know, here in the Midwest, you know, hey, you see the windsock blowing, you know, straight out. You're like, okay. So the intimidation factor, feeling that wind, the laminar wind, it kind of threw me for, you know, that I was like, okay, these guys are flying with no problem at all. So, and not used to reverse. Most of the stuff we do here is with forwards, you know, blam and up and gone, and getting that, you know. So I kite a little bit, said, okay, I remember how to do this stuff. All right. So, you know, it took me 1, 2, 3 times to turn and go, but that was just getting used to, you know, I mean, it was there, the wing's there, and I'm not used to that. You know, if we're doing a reverse, it's like the wind, I don't know, questionable, you know. So, but it was beautiful. It was the sand, and I could go on and on. So, but yeah.
Wow.
You missed one. I'm telling you, one for the ages of it.
Yeah,
outside. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, weather was perfect.
I just might have to cancel mine and send everybody to Florida.
Oh, well, see, and that's the only thing about it. I mean, it's so, you know, you got a week in between before yours, so it's like, do you take off and then come back into yours, or do you, you know, because I even told John, I said, the only thing bad about it, John, was it's on Mother's Day, so if it would be a week before, you probably may get more people, but heck, he ended up with 182, and a lot of people just brought, you know, wives, girlfriends, whoever, you know, with them. So, yeah. I mean, it's one of those deals where we're going to paradise, baby, and this is your Mother's Day, you know, weekend,
maybe,
or whatever.
I'll just have to let him know that I will yield my Memorial Day fly-in and give it to him.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
That way you'd have more days.
Yeah.
You know, since it's a holiday.
It's a holiday, yeah. I didn't even think about that, yeah. That would be. But see, but guys, there was a lot of guys down there playing. They're going to be at yours. I mean, so it's not like you're going to lose out any people. Oh, yeah. You know, Barry, those guys, all the Texas guys said they were going to come either way.
Yeah,
Houston, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, well, anyway, I'll talk to John Black. I'll just have to give him my Memorial Day.
It was unbelievable. And due to the fact that the Edgewater, those guys, they just, it was like, welcome, please come, you know. We love you. It was like, wow. It was absolutely fabulous, man. I mean, weather,
awesome.
Everything. Yeah.
I've watched, I just went blank on the guy's name.
Barry?
Tennessee guy who always posts those videos.
Dave Schultz. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dave Schultz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He came over to Oklahoma last year to the fly-in and did some really good videos, and he captured some good stuff again this year, it looks like.
I have to get back on there. It's funny because they're slowly starting to trickle onto YouTube. So, and I'm like I said, I kicked myself in the butt because my stuff, I'm like, oh man, I got to go to the other program. I'm sure it was like camera, video, I need more footage. You know, it's just more film. So,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that Dell is one heck of a pilot.
But you know what? Guys have talked about him. You hear, you see what you see on the web and on the video and what people post. But when you are talking to Dell up personally, he's day, you know, he'll talk to you and help you out with no problem at all. Dell is unbelievable. Yeah, he can fly the heck out of a wing and motor unit. It's unbelievable. You know, you can say what you want to about him, people do, but you know, he was courteous, gorgeous, and
great.
Absolutely, you're exactly right. So, but cool. Well, man, all right. Well, so, what's going on with the flying? I saw something on the I have Britton Shaw with me here, guys. This is Will Jones talking PPG Radio, and I was on the Big List last night, and there was a possibility that we were going to have some changes due to the monsoon that's coming through the Midwest.
Yeah, the 100-year flood that has happened 3 times in the last 5 years. So, yeah, we do. We are so soggy here that we're going to move this fly-in up into the mountains. So it's going to be a really beautiful place. This is a location that we take field trips to each day during our annual fly-in anyway. So it's not going to be any kind of an unfamiliar place to a lot of the pilots. And got lots of acreage. The only downside to it is, you know, nothing can beat thousands of acres of manicured sod, but anyway, it's a mowed pasture, and the really good thing about it is anything goes. The owners of this place don't require any ratings. You can fly however you want. You can do whatever you want to do. All they do is just ask you to sign a liability release, and that's it. We can have, you know, in the past, the sod farm owners didn't want vendors setting up and this and that, and at this place, vendors can come in, they can set up, spread their gear out, let it hang.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Looking, you've already got it posted about there's no ratings. You also already have the location, everything where it has changed.
The entry fee will stay the same, $30.
Okay.
What's different here from when we had it at the sod farm is, you know, it was mandatory that everybody be a PPG-2 pilot.
Okay.
But that's not the case anymore. You don't have to have any ratings. and it's not mandatory now that you enroll in the clinic. So I did make mention that I will still honor my commitment there on teaching that clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were some guys that were just, they were just coming to the fly-in to get the rating.
Get the
ratings,
yeah.
We'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And a really cool thing is it's right there in some of these mountains of Oklahoma, so we'll be seeing all types of flying craft, and you can fly in the mountains, you can fly in the meadows. It's just, it's beautiful scenery down there. For anybody that's got Google Earth, they can look at Tallahena, Oklahoma.
Tallahena, Oklahoma, okay.
That's spelled T-A-L-I-H-I-N-A. And that's nestled into the Ouachita National Forest.
Oh, wow.
These are the only east-west running mountain ranges in between the two coasts. So,
and it's about 50 minutes from the original location. Is that
about a 50-minute drive.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's going to be really close for the guys south of Fort Smith. It'll tack on an extra 50 minutes to those that are coming from the north.
Mm.
But it's going to be well worth it.
Well,
it's going to be a really good time, and just going to be nice to be able to hang, just let it hang out and not have to worry about being under the radar of the sod farm owners.
You know, okay.
It's nice to have that place, but
yeah. This
is going to be a good break.
Okay.
Oh, and for the guys that, you know, we got so many guys now that free fly their paragliders.
Mm-hmm.
And the place that we're flying out of is the LZ for that mountain. So
that's okay, that's the video. This is the place where I've seen the video where those guys were, where you were, they were just free flying off of, basically.
Yes.
It's the same spot. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Very cool.
Sure enough. Jeff Goen posted some video. He and I free flew there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Took a group down with us, and I think he posted some video of it, or it went in the Ultralight
magazine.
Seeing
it somewhere, yeah. I remember seeing video of it somewhere.
Well, as you know, there are some guys that have some airplanes in our PPG community, and there is an airport right in Tallahena, Oklahoma. It's just a few miles down the road from the LZ. So all those guys need to do is just run. In order to get the three-letter identifier, just run Tallahena, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be able to pull that up.
That's cool. Will they still be able to camp out and hotels and stuff available in that area?
No, there aren't.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some driving if you want to stay in luxury.
Okay.
The nearest hotels are 30 minutes away.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Going to be 30 minutes away for those. The motels that are there in that town, they're booked, and they're really not that great of places to stay.
Okay, we're talking
there
more of a camp out probably.
There might be a few bed and breakfasts that are in the area. People could just Google those.
Okay.
Might be. Maybe there's some cabins around there. But if you want to stay in luxury, you're looking at least 30 minutes away from the flying site.
Okay. Well, that's really not that bad. Is it when you say is there a when you say 30 minutes away? Is it we're talking back where the original site was, or
it's actually in between Fort Smith and this new LZ?
Okay,
halfway in between.
All right.
And yeah, you know, this Tallahena, Oklahoma, is just it's a very old town, and I bet the population's probably 1,000 or 2,000 people. It's just a little tourist trap in the summertime as they get a lot of folks driving through this Ouachita National Forest, so they don't have many rooms at all.
30 minutes is not bad at all, actually. I don't see where that's really a problem. And we'll still be able to camp out there if guys want to camp, right?
Yeah, you can still camp out there. I've got some folks that are going to be showing up as early as this Sunday, so.
Oh, wow.
If you want to come
really?
Early, that's fine.
Holy, I'm here!
Some folks just eat it up.
Yeah.
To those folks, I say, come on.
Come on.
There's nobody's going to stop you. That's another nice thing about this site. Stay as long as you want. You can't wear out your welcome. Have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, man, it sounds like I said, down at the Beach Boys, there's still a lot of guys talking about coming. And I doubt if you really have any people that are, just because of site changes, will, not show up. How many you got already? Looks like you got several people already pre-signed for the, I see you got
well,
your first
I'll
list.
Tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned that, because what we need everybody to do is go back out to the fly-in site, and we need everybody to re-enter their name that they, so that we know they've got the message about the new location.
All right.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to start making some calls and getting in touch with folks, and that's going to be hard to do when I don't have email addresses, telephone numbers.
Numbers.
So
understand.
It's going to really be chasing some rabbits there. So everybody, go out to the website, put your name in there. If you're going to be attending the fly-in at the new location.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to post this pretty much immediately, because I got about 3,000 people already hitting all my shows, so I'm sure it's going to cover a lot of these guys. It goes directly to their email or iTunes or whatever, however they're getting it, so we'll get this right out there. So hopefully that'll cover a lot of people too. So,
well, I want to mention one more thing about this site.
Yeah.
I put on the fly-in website that since this isn't a sod farm, we're talking about a pasture here.
Okay.
Some people can find that challenging. It's not a perfectly level slope. It's nothing that's extreme by any means. It's probably maybe a 5-degree slope. But anyway, that can be challenging if the winds aren't quite right. So, you've got to be on your game.
On your game,
and it's not the best location for somebody that only has one or two flights under their belt, but we got lots of folks that always show up to these events that are willing to help out other pilots, and don't let that be a deterrent. Come on and please ask for help, and somebody will be glad to assist you.
Yeah, well, and I'm considering too. You figure this was originally going to be a P2 mandatory P2 ratings thing, so I would say most of the guys that already had signed up that are planning to come would probably be, hopefully skilled, and I don't think that would be a problem, So.
Well, again, I don't want to frighten anybody away.
Right,
I just don't want anybody to show up to this fly-in thinking it's going to be the same condition as what they had at the sod farm.
At the sod farm, okay. I understand.
Yep. But this place is used all the time by the free flyers, the hang glider pilots, the paraglider pilots. There's an ultralight strip that runs through the middle, which that won't be active while we're flying.
Okay.
So that'll be nice. And
oh, cool, Brett.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I'm sure it's still going to be a heck of a time. I don't see where this would turn anybody away, because you know what? We're already scheduled to come that way, so,
bring it on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. All right. I tell you, like I said, I'm going to get this right out, and so everybody go ahead and make the plans that you need to. Go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
I had something else. The food.
Oh.
The town is large enough that they've got several restaurants, fast food places, things like that.
Okay.
So, plenty to eat.
Plenty to eat. Okay. Plenty
yeah, gas eat. Station right down the road. So.
Well, guys, I'm going to post a direct link again. I also have a direct link on my website to Britton's website for the Memorial Day fly-in location. So go check out, and don't forget you need to rearrange your original plans. So, but Britton, thanks a lot, man. I'm glad I got back in touch with you so we could figure out get an update on what's going on. So,
yeah, appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing everyone.
Well, there you go, guys. Britton Shaw, site location change. Like I said, go to his website. You can go to my website, get a direct link to it, talkingppgradio.com, and it'll link right to Britton's website. So I got one more quick thing that Britton had mentioned, because I had talked to him on the phone right before I had talked to him or earlier in the day, and something happened to him. You guys got it. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm just going to let you listen to the story. If you remember in one of my episodes when I talked to Barry about search and rescue, and I'll leave it at that. Will Jones talking PPG Radio.
Called you earlier. You kind of said, hey, I found something, so what's going on?
Of all things, this would have to happen to me. We have had such crazy weather around here.
Yeah.
Late last week, we had a break in it, and I jumped at the opportunity to go flying and decided that I would take my boys on their first camping trip.
Oh.
And we went down to one of these mountain sites to do some flying. I was only 5 minutes into my flight over this new pine plantation. The pine trees were probably 5 feet to 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Looking at thousands of acres of this stuff, and I saw some what looked like trash, and I thought, this is crazy. Why would somebody drive an hour into the boondoggles to throw just a couple of bags of kitchen trash bags away? Anyway, curiosity got the best of me, so I flew over to them, and when I got to what I thought were trash bags, I thought I found a wild pig, a white pig.
Yeah.
And the closer I got, the more my mind raced, and when I saw long black hair.
Oh my gosh!
On this head, my heart just sank.
Yeah.
My heart sank. My heart started racing, and I immediately went back and landed. As the way the crow flies, this dead woman was only a quarter of a mile from where we had been camping. She had been dead for about 3 or 4 days. So I landed and I called 911, and within an hour, what you would see in a Hollywood movie, this entourage of 20 plus law enforcement vehicles come screaming up the dirt roads.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So anyway, they got there right at dark. I had my camera with me when I was flying, and
yeah,
just to confirm what I had thought I had seen when I got down on the ground, I reviewed my picture so I didn't look like a total flying idiot when I called 911. But anyway, they have since ID'd the body. They've got a potential suspect, and I imagine they'll be making an arrest any day. And I was able to shield my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old from all of this.
Okay, I was going to say.
They were clueless. They were clueless. All they saw was me land and get on a cell phone and make a telephone call. I moved out of the way. The funniest part of the whole story is I call 911 and I said, ma'am, you're going to think I'm a nut, but I've got these two little boys here with me. I've got to spell out what I found.
Yeah.
So I said, I found a DEADBODY. And she says, sir, can you repeat that? And so I guess on the Unsolved Mysteries, they'll be sure to play that.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No,
yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
But anyway, bless her heart. She was 23 years old.
Oh, you're kidding, man.
She had a 3-month-old baby, and she'd only been married a year or two.
Oh.
Just awful.
Oh, awful, you're kidding, awful, man. And then, you know what?
Will, no one would have ever found.
That's what I was going to say. Body. What was the chances of her ever being? You're exactly right.
Yeah, they wouldn't have found her. And you know, it was great timing because they just aired the Florida paragliding law enforcement officers.
Yes.
So the Palm City thing aired, and then this got some attention. So everybody is talking about this all around this place. So the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations has contacted me. They've talked to me about it and the usefulness of it. So, you know, several years ago there was this movement for search and rescue to promote it. And
yeah,
boy, it's got a lot of momentum right now here.
Well, it's funny because I had talked to Barry about, you know, because he had started the search and rescue, or search, rescue, and recovery group on the Yahoo group, and we talked about that and how it would be cool to have like a nationwide type thing if somebody's missing. You know, there's this, you know, they have a, you know, a number to call. Oh, we got some pilots in this area right here. Let me see if we can, and you know, round them up. And man, and you take and do that. And like you said, in the the police thing. It's like, wow, that's.
Yeah.
Man, what's the chances of that happening? Oh, my God.
Right.
I'm glad they identified her, and it sounds like hopefully everything is, you know, in the progress of arresting whoever. And, wow, man, that's amazing. You know what?
Yeah.
It's funny because I hear you say, you know, I see it, my heart starts to race. What do I do? You know, I'm hearing all that, and I'm thinking, my heart would start to race, and the next thing is like, wait a minute, let me get closer, and then oh my gosh, the feeling that come over you when you actually finally figured out what you think you saw, you know, that you may have seen.
Oh yeah, and you know, another thing that I was thinking in while I was on my way back to land was, I had no idea how old that body was.
Oh.
So I had to operate as that killer was right there with us.
Oh.
So thankfully I had, of course, this part of the country you don't go anywhere without
yes.
firearms. So
right.
I had that, and so as soon as I landed, you know, I run over there and I get a gun, and later found out that she had been dead for a couple of days.
Oh, wow, man.
But we had camped one night with her and just didn't know it.
You didn't know it, yeah. Ah. Okay. Wow. Another good reason for search and rescue things there with the PPG stuff, man. That's you know, like I said, what's the chances of that? That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's a story, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lost for words, you know. I mean, I really am, because I fly here at, Midwest, and it's trees, and you know. And you're looking at the beauty of the land and stuff while you're up there, but I sit here and think, well, wow, what would I do if, you know, I spotted something like that, you know?
You're not prepared to see something like that.
Yeah.
So when you see it, it just doesn't register. But if you're trained to look for things like that,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing about search and rescue, you train your mind to spot those type of things.
Wow. Okay, well, another conversation, man, about search and rescue as far as Al would be great in the sport. Daggone. Thanks for the story.
We should definitely ride this wave with all the publicity that Palm City's getting on powered paragliding. This recent find here in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and I pointed all of them to that video clip of the Palm City group. So.
Well, I'll have to keep up with you and see how that progresses, or if they get in touch with you and it goes further than that. I can see that happening. I really can.
Right.
That's great. Well, cool, man. Thanks for the story there. Creepy, but sounds like it's actually going to end on a possible conviction and arresting conviction. So that's great.
Yeah. Needless to say, we did not spend another night camping there.
We're packing now. Yeah, couldn't pack fast enough. But,
man!
To see the law enforcement to show up—that had to be something else. And did they bring helicopters? Did they bring, or was it just all vehicles?
No, they didn't need a helicopter. They had a powered paraglider.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, they did later get my pictures and. I'll tell you something else about having a camera with you. After I took these pictures, landed, notified the authorities, they arrived, it was dark, and it thunderstormed for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days.
Uh-huh.
It thunderstormed. So they lost all evidence. I mean, as soon as they arrived, it poured. So actually, from one of my pictures, you can see where they dragged the body. You can, I mean, it's
Oh, man, look, I'm getting chills just hearing stuff like that. That's crazy. Really?
Yeah. So, folks, take your cameras with you. You never know.
Oh, my gosh, man. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go, guys. Another adventure with power paragliding. Oh, wow. That is... I'm lost for words, Brent. Lost for words. Like I said, you don't...
Very, very sad, but like I mentioned, it's nice to know that I offered some closure to that for that family.
Family, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, there you go, guys. There's a story for you. How many times have you gone up and just paying attention, looking at the beauty, and you see something that you're not sure? Like you probably heard me. I was lost for words. And hopefully this will end in a, like I said, arrest and conviction. So another subject to talk about, search and rescue. And... wow. So I'm going to end it there tonight. This is, like I said, it's a pretty short one as far as information, but I wanted to get this information out really quick so you guys can make arrangements for the 2009 Memorial Day fly-in, May 22nd through the 25th. I'm sorry, May 22nd through the 25th. Endless foot drags. Well, I don't know if we can have endless foot drags, but... anyway, this is Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Have more stuff I'm putting together, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Wish I could fly through the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly, yeah. I fly above the trees, over the seas, and on the breeze, but anywhere I please.
I wanna fly.